2.1. The keypad. The various Series 60 phones have many of the same keys. Among these are two soft keys, which are located below the display. A soft key varies in function. It performs the function described in the label that appears above it in the display. In this guide, the left soft key is called key 1, and the right soft key is called key 2. Table 1 briefly describes the functions of common keys on Series 60 phones. Your phone may have additional special keys and some different features, but the table should give you a useful overview. Table 1. Key. Description. Key 1. This key is the left soft key. Its function varies according to the label just above it. Key 1 often opens an options list or enables you to select a setting or menu item. In the phone application, key 1 acts as a shortcut for starting one important application. When you press key 1 and then immediately press asterisk, the keypad becomes locked, which Torx announces. If you press a key while the keypad is locked, the phone does not respond. To unlock the keypad, press the same sequence. Key 1 and then asterisk. Key 2. This key is the right soft key. Its function varies according to the label just above it. Key 2 often enables you to cancel an action or close an application or settings window. In the phone application, key 2 acts as a shortcut for a second application. To call a number by saying its voice tag, press key 2 and hold it briefly before releasing it. Call. Press this key to dial a phone number that you have entered in the phone by speaking, using the keypad, or selecting a contact currently displayed on the screen. If you don't enter a number, the Call key opens a list of your recently called numbers, so that you can select one to call. When you enter an SMS, MMS, or email message, use this key to send the message. Exit. Press this key to terminate a phone call that is in progress. The key also acts as a shortcut that takes you straight to the phone application. Edit. Since the Edit key provides some of the least used functions, opening the Edit menu in a text field and enabling you to select blocks of text, the Nuance Accessibility Suite software uses this key as the activation key for screen reading functions. This guide refers to the key as the Torx key. Some Series 60 handsets do not have an Edit key. In this case, Menu serves as the Torx key. To select a block of text or items in a list, press the Torx key, press it again, you hear Torx Edit, and hold it down while you move the joystick in the appropriate direction. Clear. Press this key to backspace in any text field. When a list of messages or files is displayed, you can often use this key to delete the currently selected item. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You can use these keys to enter a phone number in the phone application. If you press a numeric key and hold it briefly, a long press, the phone application uses the speed dialing feature to call a number that you have predefined. In other applications, the numeric keys enable you to enter letters, digits, and punctuation marks. 0. Press this key to enter a 0 in the phone application. To activate the WAP browser from the phone application, press the 0 key and hold it briefly. In other applications, you can press this key to enter a space or start a new paragraph. Select. Series 60 phones have a five-way button called a joystick for navigating through menus and selecting items. To select an item, press the center of the joystick straight down. This guide uses the term Select for the center of the joystick. The Select key enables you to quickly select a menu item, open a message, and so on, instead of selecting the same action from the Options menu of an application. In the phone application, Select is a shortcut for starting the Contacts program, so there is no need to assign this program to one of the two soft keys. Some Series 60 phones let you assign any application to the Select key. Asterisk. Press this key to enter a star in the phone application. For instance, you can enter asterisk number sign 06 number sign to display the IMEI number of a given phone. In text fields, you can use asterisk to enter punctuation or special characters and to select from alternative matches in the T9 dictionary. Press asterisk twice in rapid succession to enter a plus sign in a phone number. Number sign. In a text field, press this key to switch between uppercase and lowercase and to turn the T9 dictionary on and off. Press and hold number sign briefly to switch between the alphanumeric, letters and numbers, and numeric entry modes. Special commands in the phone application also require this key. For instance, in the sequence asterisk number sign 0000 number sign, which displays the version number of the firmware. When no edit is present on a handset, this key must be pressed and held down to select text. Up, down, left, right. Navigate through menus by moving the joystick upward, downward, to the left or to the right. This guide refers to the four positions of the joystick as navigation keys. The navigation keys enable you to perform actions such as moving the cursor in a text field and scrolling through a list or menu. Some Series 60 phones let you assign an application to each of these keys. Menu. The Menu key calls up the phone's main menu, from which you can start applications, designate the order of the applications in the menu, and move applications to a different folder. To see a list of the active applications, to switch to a different one, or to close an application, press and hold Menu. When a handset is not equipped with an Edit key, Menu is used as the Talks key, and it must be pressed twice to retain its original function. Power. Press this key briefly to select another profile, lock the keypad, lock the phone against unauthorized access, or turn off the phone. To turn off the phone quickly, press and hold this key.